The Watchman by Ada Cambridge. Through jeweled windows in the walls the tender daylight smiles. Majestic music swells and falls adown the stately aisles. Shadows of carven roof and rood, of stony saints and angels brood above the altar glow. They cannot dim the shining face of one conspicuous in his place amid the forms below. He that was once my little boy with merry voice and look, my babe that quarrelled with his toy and tore his hated book, but yesterday a laughing lad in his dear worldly garments clad, talking of college winds, wickets and bumping boats and goals, and not of shepherd and lost souls, his sermons and their sins. The same he kneels there, pale and awed, in cloud of prayer and hymn. And we are to behold our Lord, made manifest in him, to sit his pupils and be taught, who knows not what the years have brought to mothers and their men, to take him for our heaven-sent guide on seas he never voyaged, wide and wild beyond his ken. With all the lore of schools and none of stern and suffering life, a child with wooden sword and gun unarmed for vital strife, his mind a bud of spring unblown, its flowering shape as yet unknown, its fruit awaiting birth, a seedling of a thousand strains, a parasite of dead men's brains, though sprung from living earth. There in his proud belief he stands, this simple boy of mine, transformed by necromantic hands to something half divine, all in a moment, in a breath, an oracle of life and death, a judge above us all. What spell is this that has him fast when age of miracle is past and past beyond recall? O night of dreams in fairy mail, if for his sake I pray, it is that fairy arms may fail and tough steel win the day. Aye, though his dear heart take the thrust and he be trampled in the dust, but mother fears forebode, may God have mercy and forfend a tamer journey and the end upon an easier road. A long fulfilling of the vow within the vow he spake, to close the gates of knowledge now and no more dare to take the broad highways of marching thought by his unfettered brothers sought, who follow every clue on every line where'er it leads, heedless of heresies or creeds, to find the right and true. The mother love, so apt for woe, visions the joyless track, where the beloved feet may go and nevermore come back. The boy become a thinking man that has outgrown the changeless plan once fitted to his shape. The traveller confident, serene, caught in an ambush unforeseen, whence there is no escape. Struggling a little, overborne, perplexed, persuaded, spent, with dim self-pity and self-scorn, supine in discontent. No escape by any arts, save through a score of bleeding hearts, a stair too steep to climb. Wherefore be wise and hide the chains, drug conscience with its pangs and pains, give peace, Lord, in our time. O waste of precious force and fire, the sacred passion pales, the soaring pinions droop and tire, our standard-bearer fails to keep his battle flag aloft, the strong young arm is slack and soft, the eager feet are slow, the shining mail is dulled with rust of contact with medieval dust and will not bear a blow. And under harness so decayed, what ravage unrevealed? What moral textures soiled and frayed and moral sores unhealed? He must not know that dares not tell. Hush, it is nothing. All is well. Peace in our time, O Lord. And leave the fighting for the heirs, the blood of sacrifice be theirs who cannot shirk the sword. O boy of mine, that played the game, and never learned to cheat, nor knew such word or thought as shame in victory or defeat. Will he be found, when he grows old, passing off spurious coin for gold, selling dry husks for grain? The pottage of the Esau's bowl that bought the birthright of a soul his all-sufficient gain? The image and the robes of what he seems to serve and seek, but veils, although he knows it not, on mammon's brazen cheek. His bishop's smile, his patron's nod, the homage of his flock, his god, his sensuous worship dressed in forms and colors rich and rare, the spirit's sanctuary bare, heart emptily at rest. Let organ music swell and peal, and priests and people pray. Let those who can at altar kneel. I have no heart to stay. I cannot bear to see it done, the hands whose work has scarce begun, locked in these gyves of lead. The living spirit gagged and bound, and tethered to one plot of ground, a prisoner of the dead.